Tom thought he was coming here simply to fill a summer job. Over 30 years later, he's still here. But that's fine with him. It's a role that has him sharing history and making history every day of the year. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Tom Sherlock graduated from the University of Maryland and took a part-time job at Arlington National Cemetery in 1975.
I came on for what I thought was a short-term, almost summer-length job working in the visitor center, looking up graves, answering questions and stuff. And letters would come in, you know, with historical questions. I volunteered to answer those because, you know, I liked it and it's a lot of fun. And that's how I learned about the place. There was no historians on staff at that time.
The superintendent decided the cemetery needed a historian, and Tom got the job, a position he's held for over three decades now. He says his role is unique when it comes to those who chronicle the history of important places.
That's one thing that most historian jobs aren't. Most of them are an era. Like, for example, if you're at Gettysburg, it's the Civil War. But ours spans from the Revolutionary War through today. We're having an active duty funeral for someone, a young man that was killed in Afghanistan. So we make history here every day.
One of his first duties as historian was helping arrange a visit by the Queen of England. There have been many memorable events during his tenure.
I was involved very, very heavily with the burial of the unknown soldier from Vietnam here at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and then subsequently very involved with his disinterment and identification. So that was very unique to be involved in both ends of that.
But most often, it's events that seem ordinary, yet are extraordinary to those involved.
Quite often, you see people at one of the worst times in their lives, and then you might see them a year or so later, and they'll thank you for something you did, and you don't even remember what you did. And sometimes it was not even a conscious thing. It could be a look you give them, what you don't know. But at that point in time, it meant so much to them. And when you hear that, absolutely. I mean, money can't compensate for that.
Traveling the countryside at Arlington National Cemetery, I'm Andrew McCray.